How'd you spend your week off?
I stayed around. I didn't go home. I stayed around here and just hung out and relaxed a little bit.
Did you watch any of the games over the weekend?
I did.
Do you feel better about the state of the team, you know, Eagles 3-3, and seeing how other teams performing around the league?
I just know that we got 10 games left. You know, regardless of how everybody else is sitting, I know that, we just go out there and just play ball and take care of what we need to take care of. We'll be all right.
Jeremy, when you saw that Juan was let go by Andy, does that pretty much put everybody on notice that it's time?
You know, I think it was already understanding that it is time. You know, as far as, you know, him letting him go, you know, that's a decision that they thought was necessary, but I really don't have much to say about that.
Your thoughts on Patterson being back out in the field finally?
I'm happy for him. You know, a guy who's battled, for the last 2 years, kind of battled through some adversity a little bit. Kind of happy for him to get back out there and get his feet wet a little bit.
When Andy was going through his evaluations, I mean, he got asked a couple of times about whether Mike was going to remain the starter quarterback, and he wasn't really given a firm yes to that. So I guess there was.
I think the fact that, you know, Mike is still the starting quarterback is your yes right there. So it doesn't matter how firm or however you want to look at it, you know, Mike's still going to be the guy.
Hey, Jeremy, do you guys have to be a big play offense again? I mean, you know, those really long bombs. I mean, do you feel like that's a real big missing part right now?
I think, us having the, you know, the reputation of doing it, you know, I think, you know, teams are trying to prevent us from doing that. So what we got to do, we got to stay patient and, go through the process throughout the course of a game and try to figure out ways we can get the ball down the field. And but at the end of the day, you know, if you go out there and execute, you know, anything they throw out there, I think we'll be just fine.
Was the week long? Does that mean you think that you can get it back, or is that you guys can adjust?
You just got to be patient, man. You know, you got to get what the defense is giving us. So we're not going to force anything downfield if it's not there. You know, there's a lot of offenses in this league that are very successful, not with the big play. So you just got to kind of give what they're giving us.
When you look at where this team is, when you look at the stats after the first six games, is it still puzzling to you that this offense with these weapons is averaging less than 20 points a game?
Turnovers. Simple as that, turnovers. You know, we looked at a stat today. We're 25th in the red zone. You know, that's where you score your points at. So it's just turnovers.
If the evaluations had come back different and Nick was under center instead, would that be something that would be met with resistance in the locker room?
I mean, we're trying to win ball games, man. Like I said, anything as far as personnel, as far as coaching, any decision that's made there, it's just a decision that they felt was necessary. You know, all we can do as players is go out there and do our job and play the game.
Do you think after, you know, the time off, do you think everybody comes back more mentally focused about cutting out the turnovers and those mistakes?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, after looking at the stat, we also, you know, said that, you know, if we do turn on those cut down on those turnovers, you know, we are a top offense in this league. So you just got to take care of the ball.
Was this week long for you? Like, the fact that the way it ended, you know, knowing you have 2 weeks so you can try to turn this thing around, was it long to sit there and wait?
I mean, it's like I said, it's not the end of the world. It's not the end of the world. It's not the end of our season. We got a lot of games left to play. So everybody else may be in panic mode, but, you know, we're gonna do our job and go out there and play football.
Jimmy, it's almost kind of – usually on offense, you guys like to dictate what happens. Now you're talking about patience. Is that kind of like downshifting a little bit? Or?
No, I think it's always been something that we've always had to establish as far as going into a game. You know, just be patient, you know. You know, right now, you know, teams aren't letting us get behind them. So, you know, eventually once we do the thing necessary to take advantage of that, you know, we'll get our big plays.
You guys, I mean, Mike's put the ball in the air probably maybe two or three times each of the last few games. Do you feel like it's the hair off a little bit right now?
Man, that's football, man. I don't know about, you know, any of that. You know, it's just – right now we just haven't played well. In the last couple of games we haven't played well. So, we get a fresh start coming up this week, and what better way to do it against a team that's undefeated and then go out there and prove that, you know, we can play football.
What did you see out of Mike today in practice?
I mean, look good, man. Like I said, he looked good. I don't realize there's no need for panic right now, man. We're gonna go out there and play football. You know, I'll let you guys do all the panic, and that's your job. But as far as us, you know, it's our job to go out there and play football.
Do you feel like he's got revitalized, refreshed as a team, given the off week and maybe refocused, given a little bit of the shakeup?
It's always good to, you know, to kind of get that week off and get your legs back underneath you and, come down for this home stretch. You know, you know, luckily for us, you know, there's a lot of teams in this league sitting around 500. So, you know, we're in good shape.